This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. I'm Corey Crow. Legislation that would require public schools to establish safety policies for carpool and bus lines for kindergarten through fifth grades was approved by the House Education Committee. Slidell Representative Robert Owen says there are far too many consequences when it comes to keeping children safe when entering and exiting schools.
There's an average of 60 children each week that get rolled over in America, two of which die. And that's, in my opinion, that's too many.
The bill would require students to remain behind a barrier before entering the pickup area. It also bans students from entering the pickup area until the vehicle is put in park. An advocate for children's safety, Amy Savoy, says that her six-year-old daughter, Emma Bell Savoy, was killed while attempting to cross a parking lot during a dismissal time.
This law is necessary. I have three other young kids under 10, and we're triggered daily due to bad infrastructure, lack of safety, or policy. Kids of a certain age need to be protected, not set free in parking lots.
School employees would also be required to accompany students under the age of 10 in the drop-off pickup area of carpool, and they would have to wear traffic vests. Alexandria Representative Lance Harris says this is about establishing rules to ensure that children are safe.
There is a problem in my own district. I've had to work through with schools, with the state highway department, and I was rather shocked that we didn't have some kind of guideline. We finally got it worked out, but it's still a dangerous situation.
The bill now heads to the House floor. 34 new police officers will hit the streets of Northeast Louisiana. Representing 18 different agencies, they completed 18 weeks of intense training and are now Louisiana Peace Officers Standard certified. State police are still investigating a shooting that happened yesterday. They say that the Bunkie Police Department requested troopers to investigate an officer-involved shooting within the city limits of Bunkie. One subject was shot and transported to a local hospital for treatment. No police officers were injured in the incident. New Orleans native Foster Moreau is now a New Orleans Saint after signing a three-year, $12 million contract with his hometown team. He starred at Jesuit High School in LSU before spending the first four seasons of his NFL career with the Raiders. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.